Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Democratic Party of Georgia says they're putting together their largest ever campaign to reach voters ahead of November's election. GPB Stephen Fowler attended the party state convention over the weekend and filed this report.
The closing song may have been a nod to Stacey Abrams and the large number of female candidates on the Democrat slate, but the party's goals go beyond that. Their coordinated campaign uses the Democratic Party of Georgia's infrastructure to help candidates in local, statewide, and U.S. congressional races. Executive Director Rebecca DeHart says this year's efforts are the largest they've ever undertaken.
We are organizing in areas that we've never been in. We are doubling down in areas where we know there are more votes. We are knocking on more doors. We are making more calls. We are sending more texts. We are having more volunteers coming out and putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this campaign than we ever have before.
Former President Jimmy Carter's grandson, Jason, ran for U.S. Senate here in 2014. He told attendees there's evidence on the ground that Democratic candidates have a better chance this year.
There are 12 offices around the state and dozens of other staging areas. Already, we've had 664 volunteer events for Democrats around the state. That's what energy is. That's the evidence that this is a different environment than we've ever had in this state.
In her closing remarks, gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams summed up problems the party has had in the past and her plan to win in November.
And we've got to accept a little bit of responsibility because the thing of it is, they don't vote because we don't ask.
For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A building named after a controversial Georgia senator in Washington, D.C., could soon be renamed in honor of the late John McCain. Since 1972, the Russell Senate Office Building has honored former senator and Georgia governor Richard Russell, who was known as a segregationist and opponent of the civil rights movement. Russell filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and sponsored a bill that sought to relocate African Americans out of the South. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the building to be renamed in honor of John McCain, who died on Saturday. Georgia's two Republican U.S. Senators, Johnny Isakson and David Perdue, have yet to comment. The Atlanta Dream lost their opening WNBA playoff game against the Washington Mystics yesterday by a final score of 87-84. GPB's Taylor Gant was at the game.
Despite support from a vocal hometown crowd, Atlanta missed a last-second shot that would have sent the game into overtime. Alex Bentley, who led the Dream with 19 points, couldn't help but shake her head after the game.
It's just crazy that we didn't pull this one out, but it gets us excited about the next games coming up for sure.
Dream coach Nikki Collins says her team will make some slight adjustments before facing the Mystics in Game 2.
Tape doesn't lie. These guys know it. So we'll put together the good, the bad, the ugly, and, you know, kind of break down where we can be better.
Atlanta and Washington will continue their best of five series on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant at McCamish Pavilion.
Tom Frieden, the former director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has pleaded not guilty to three charges of sexual misconduct and assault. Frieden was arrested on Friday by New York City police. The incident allegedly happened last October at Frieden's home and involved a woman that he knows. She reported the incident in July. Frieden has not commented yet on the allegations. The judge ordered him released without bail, but he did have to surrender his passport until his next court date, which is scheduled for October. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalynn kicked off their annual project for Habitat for Humanity in Indiana last night. Habitat builds homes using volunteer labor and then sells those homes to people who are in need of affordable housing. According to the AJC, before the Carters got involved, the organization built fewer than 1,000 homes. Since then, more than 13 million have been built.